From WFIL in Philadelphia, it's the first annual Contemporary Music Hall of Fame. Tonight, WFIL honors the talents of men and women in the contemporary music world, the artists and authors who make the music of today the poetry of tomorrow. 2 months of ballot tabulation is now over, and tonight's presentation will inform you, our voting listeners, who will be elevated to a privileged place in WFIL's first annual Contemporary Music Hall of Fame. To tell you why WFIL initiated these awards, here's the program director of Famous 56, Jay Cook.
Contemporary music is the music of the people. It is spoken for the great majority of the world since the beginning of time. Its performers are, without a doubt, among the greatest influences in our present society. It's the feeling of all of us at WFIL that a Hall of Fame should be established to pay tribute to the artists and music that are so much a part of each of our daily lives. For that reason, we have asked you to nominate, then cast your votes for the finalists to determine the winners you'll hear announced here tonight. It's our hope that this is only the beginning of what should be a massive effort to establish a permanent Hall of Fame and an annual national, if not worldwide, campaign to recognize those associated with today's music in some meaningful way. On behalf of the staff of WFIL, I'd like to thank all of you for your participation and invite you to listen as we announce the winners in your first annual Hall of Fame Awards presentation. Now, here's the host of tonight's awards program, George Michael.
Thank you very much, Jay, and along with all the boss jocks, it's my happy privilege tonight to recognize the greats in the contemporary music field. And these are the songs that you, our audience, have picked as your all-time favorites. So to get it started tonight, let's start close to the top, if you will. We'd like to introduce to you at this time the song that you have nailed down as the number two song. This is the Three Dog Night and Joy to the World. And now I'd like to introduce to you the man who owns the nightlife in Philadelphia.
Mac Oldies.
Thank you. Thank you, George. When you talk about Philadelphia oldies, the first song you speak about is a 1966 Philly smash. The record you recorded as number 7 in the Hall of Fame all-time favorites. Mel Carter's...
The Top Group Award in WFIL's Contemporary Music Hall of Fame is next after this.
Every year, Americans spend literally millions on new furniture. Get it all together.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's my happy duty to present the WFIL Contemporary Music Hall of Fame Award in the Top Group category. This year, two groups made it into our Hall of Fame. One group, naturally,
the Beatles.
In New York, accepting the Hall of Fame Award for the Beatles is Pete Bennett, National Promotion Manager of the Beatles and Apple Records.
On behalf of the Beatles, George, Ringo, John, and Paul, they are very sorry that they couldn't accept this award themselves personally because Ringo is traveling to Scotland. George is on a boat right now, 6-day boat to London. John is driving in the state all over the country, and that's the only reason why they couldn't accept this award themselves. But it's my pleasure on my behalf to accept the award of the WFIL's Contemporary Hall of Fame. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
find myself in times of trouble.
Congratulations, John, Paul, George, and Ringo. They, of course, the Beatles, four talented fellows who indeed belong in WFIL's Contemporary Music Hall of Fame. Now, the 10th tune voted by you into our coveted position just celebrated a one-year anniversary this week. This is Rod Stewart's Maggie May.
Wake up, Maggie, I think I got something to say.
WFIL Contemporary Music Hall of Fame continues after this word.
Tomorrow at Gimbel's,
where else?
Michael!
In 1970, a gentle young man sang a message, and apparently he knew how to send it, because it was voted the number one song of the fellas in Vietnam. And here in Philadelphia, well, you obviously understood the communication, because James Taylor's Fire and Rain is raised to the sixth position into the WFIL Hall of Fame.
Just yesterday morning,
Marks.
It's an appropriate time to talk about the top male vocalist category. This division produced a virtual tie for top honors. One of the winners of the crown as best male vocalist is James Taylor.
In Los Angeles, accepting the award for Mr. Taylor is Joe Smith, president of Warner Brothers Records.
I'm sorry that James Taylor isn't here to accept his award or can't get through to you on the telephone. He's out of the country, but I've been very close to James for quite some time. I signed him to our label. I know how much recognition at radio station level means to him. And I know that James Taylor is delighted that he has been selected to the WFIL Hall of Fame. And for James and for Peter Asher, his producer and manager, and for Warner Brothers Records, we're very pleased, we're very grateful, and we thank you very much.
James Taylor was the only artist to place two songs into WFIL's Contemporary Music Hall of Fame. The first one, Fire and Rain, is in the number six position. And the number four slot is occupied by James Taylor's You've Got a Friend.
When you're down and trouble, you've got a friend.
From WFIL in Philadelphia, you are listening to the first annual Contemporary Music Hall of Fame Awards. We will continue in a moment.
There's a rock concert, 10.
WFIL, Philadelphia.
This is George Michael, and the Contemporary Music Hall of Fame Awards program continues with the number five song. Here are four fantastic musicians who have worked for years. Since way back in 1965, they've been recording independently. Well, now they move into the Hall of Fame with one of the greatest ballads of all time. From the summertime of 1970, this is David Gates with Bread and Make It With You.
Hey, have you ever tried?
Dan.
Thank you. I'm delighted to announce now the winner of the Female Vocalist Award. And this year's feminine finalist won, hands down. Ladies and gentlemen, the Hall of Fame welcomes our first female winner,
Miss Carol King.
In Hollywood, accepting the Hall of Fame award for Miss King is Lou Adler, Carol King's producer and president of Old Records.
It's these kind of awards that mean the most to her because they come not only from the stations that play the records, but it also involves the people that listen and buy the records. So just on behalf of her and also on behalf of myself as her producer, thank you very, very much.
And now here's the song placed by you, our listeners, into the third position in WFIL's Contemporary Music Hall of Fame. Carole King's It's Too Late.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time.
We'll be right back after these words.
You used to hear that all marijuana users went on to hard drugs, women's clubs.
George Michael.
The number 8 song in our Contemporary Music Hall of Fame. It's that classic from Don McLean, American Pie.
A long, long time ago, singing this'll be the day that I die.
Male Vocalist Award is next on WFIL's Contemporary Music Hall of Fame.
There's more to life than just good times.
And Pepsi's got a lot to give you.
Thank you. It's my pleasant chore to present the Top Male Vocalist Award for 1972. This year's winner of the Contemporary Music Hall of Fame Award is the solitary man, Neil Diamond.
Mr. Diamond's Hall of Fame Award is being accepted by Pat Piccolo, Vice President of Promotion and Artist Relations for Uni Records.
I've been trying to reach Neil for 3 days. He's been hiking through Switzerland. Unfortunately, there are no phones available in that part of the country. Consequently, I haven't been able to contact him. But I'd like to quote Neil on a statement he made to a national magazine in a recent interview. He said, "I don't like making acceptance speeches because I don't feel I satisfy people's curiosity. I'm just not colorful enough. What I do is right, and hopefully that's enough." Neil is so wrong. We love him, the world loves him, and the fact that you nice people are giving him this award proves that you love him. On behalf of my friend Neil Diamond, thank you.
You're listening to the first annual Contemporary Music Hall of Fame from WFIL in Philadelphia. We'll continue in a moment.
Every year, Americans spend literally millions on new furniture. Get it all together.
WFIL Philadelphia.
Here again is George Michael
with the number 9 song. It's by two people who believe in nepotism, the Carpenters.
They're, of course, the world-famous brother and sister team of Karen and Richard Carpenter. And the classic from 1970, This Is Close to You.
Why do birds suddenly appear
close to you?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now it's time to present the winners of the group award in WFIL's Contemporary Music Hall of Fame. The 1972 top group presentation goes to the guys they named a city after, Chicago.
By Transatlantic Communications from Hong Kong, accepting the award is a member of Chicago, Jimmy Penco.
I really don't know what to say outside of the plain fact that I'm very pleased, and I speak for myself, all the rest of the guys in the group, and it's really an honor and a pleasure to hear such a rewarding thing all the way across the ocean like this. All I can say is thank you for everything, and thank all the people for me and for all the guys for such a great honor.
Thanks, guys. And Chicago contributed the number one song to the WFIL Contemporary Music Hall of Fame. The tune you voted as the top record in the Delaware Valley, Color My World.
WFIL in Philadelphia. You are listening to the first annual Contemporary Music Hall of Fame Awards. We will continue in a moment.
Unless we stop contamination, life and breath, who?
The first annual WFIL Hall of Fame Awards are now history. Now, let's take a look at all the winners in the Best Song category. Number 10, Rod Stewart, Maggie May.
Wake up, Maggie, I think I got something to say to you.
The number 9 song from the Carpenters. The number 8 song is Don McLean.
American Pie.
Number 7, the Mel Carter Classic.
Hold me, hold me.
Number 6, the Vietnam song from James Taylor.
Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
The number 5 song is from Bread. The number 4 song, again, a classic from James Taylor. The number 3 song is from Carole King.
But it's too late, baby, now it's too late.
The number 2 song, it was All About a Bullfrog from the Three Dog Night. And the number 1 song in the first annual WFIL Hall of Fame Awards was from Chicago. And those are the songs that have been voted into the WFIL Hall of Fame. Now, let's take a look at some of the other winners in the most popular groups. The winners, the Beatles and Chicago. The most popular male vocalist, James Taylor and Neil Diamond. For the most popular female vocalist, Miss Carole King. Those, ladies and gentlemen, are the winners in the first annual WFIL Hall of Fame Awards. And now, on behalf of all the Boss Jocks, this is George Michael saying thank you so much for being with us, and good night, everybody.
Good night.
first annual WFIL Contemporary Music Hall of Fame is now history. We offer our congratulations to the artists and songs who won, and our thanks to you for voting for your favorites in WFIL's Contemporary Music Hall of Fame. This program was pre-recorded before a live audience. This is Bob Gross speaking.